Hello.
Oh, hi, Rodney. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. It's Friday, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So I got the message that you had inquired about our service for your TV mounting and home theater installation business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very cool. I was looking you up. I saw that you have a couple of things going already, like the Facebook and the Instagram and the Yelp, right?
Yes. Well, okay. With the Yelp, I no longer use that, but I'm surprised it's actually still popping up. I haven't used that Yelp page in so long.
Oh, how funny. You know, the Yelp page is still active, but the website attached to it is not MrMountGA.com. That pulls up an inactive site. So,
okay. Well, I have a different domain
website
that I have bought, and yep, the website isn't even all the way up. But I have a different domain that I have bought, and it's because I wanted it to just to be MrMountLLC.com. So that's the one I bought.
That's so much
generic.
Better. Yeah, that's so much
mm-hmm.
better than having the GA in there. You know, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put that here, MrMountLLC.com. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's your domain. Okay. And then how long have you owned this business?
I've been in business now for 4.5 years. And
oh,
been
wow.
making most majority of my money off of just Facebook and Instagram posts.
Yeah, I saw your Facebook and Instagram. You're very creative. You even have some videos on there. Good for you. Are you doing that all by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You are?
And
okay,
to be
good.
Honest with you, this is a whole new Instagram. My Facebook and Instagram really just messed up for some reason. I don't know what happened with it, but I had literally thousands of pictures on there and woke up, it was deleted, my Instagram and Facebook business accounts were gone, and I had to restart it, and that happened maybe a week and a half ago.
Okay, so the Facebook and the Instagram, you had to make new ones a week and a half ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I got literally thousands and thousands of videos.
I wonder why that happened, that you got, bumped off of them. That's weird. A week and a half ago. I'm just putting that in the notes. And then how did you find out about Local Splash?
I actually did an installation job at one of my customers' houses, and he runs a detailing business, and he said he used you guys, and you guys were boosting up his business for detailing. I was like, I've been slowing down in my business. I've been wanting to really jump back out there because I slowed down for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
So I've been wanting to jump back out there full throttle and build my leads and stuff back up. So I said, you know what, let me give them a shot. Let me see what's
going on.
Yeah,
that's such a neat story. I always say that everything happens for a reason. So it wasn't by accident you did a job for that detailing business owner. So he told you about something that could help your business, you know? So that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I will let you know that what we do is we optimize businesses to show on the first page of the search results on Google and Bing. So when someone's mm-hmm. in your area and they're searching for TV mounting or home theater installation or the fireplace build out, I even saw on your Facebook you had a really cool like designer wall that you had created. So any of
oh,
the
oh, yes,
services,
I do panel walls as well.
Yeah. So any of those types of services that you offer will be able to make sure that your company comes up on the first page of Google every single time. And then because you're under 5 years as a business and you're a referral from one of our clients, I can put you into a discounted rate, which would set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program mm-hmm. comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only the first page placement for Mr. Mount LLC on Google and Bing, but we would also program you into some of the popular directories in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that will, once we program you in, also make you available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on, okay? And then you'll, because you have your business Facebook and because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's pretty cool how it works. So you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company popping up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see which new clients came from Google, which new clients came from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything is very transparent. And being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to, you know, take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Right, right. And then I wanted to know if you guys, like, how do you help me with the ads? Like, do you guys make my ads for me, or how does that work?
We'll make the ads for you. We'll run them for you. We'll manage them for you based on what target market and demographic you're looking to reach. So we would create what's called a client interview where our technician would call you and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. Matter of fact, since you have that domain, Rodney, if you wanted to, we could actually build a site on that domain. So typically,
right, I most definitely that was my next question, because I've paid a few people to build me a website here and there, but I never liked what I saw and I just never moved forward with it, or I done tried to do it myself and I don't like how I put it together because of what I've done seen off of other people's websites that come to for home theater installation and stuff, and I just don't like how it's been looking. So I don't know. I just never move forward with my website, but I can most definitely, I think I got it through GoDaddy right now.
So what we would do is we would just have you add us or give us the credentials through that GoDaddy domain, and we can build the site on it. Typically, we charge $400 extra to put the sites together, but I can explain the situation to my director and see if they'll allow me to include the site for you at no additional cost, which I figure I might be able to do because it is 2024 and you're going to need a site anyway, you know? So, I mean, being that this is a month-to-month program, if I did get the approval to, you know, include the site, do you want to move forward on it today?
Yes, I would move forward with you guys.
Okay. I'm excited for you. Yeah, it looks like you've been doing a lot on your own social media-wise, but, you know, this will blow that revenue out of the water because, statistically speaking, 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves, you know, 13%. If you look at Facebook and Instagram and Yelp and Yellow Pages and all those extra sources, they're excellent to have because they boost your internet presence, but you'll see a much better return on this. So with that being said, I'm sending out the request just so that we can get the site included. We work on a GChat system throughout the office, so I typically will hear back within about 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So as I wait for their return or their response, I just want to verify your information. So if everything goes well, do you want me to send the confirmation email to MrMountLLC@gmail.com?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, perfect. And then for the listing itself, Rodney, is this the phone number you want displayed on Google?
Yes.
Okay, and You want the LLC promoted also in the business name? You want it to show as Mr. LLC? Or do you want just Mr. Mount on there?
To be honest with you, now that I've been in business this long, Mr. Mount, LLC doesn't have to be in it. I just like how it looks once I dip my hats and everything in it. But when it's popping up on Google and stuff like that, it can just say Mr. Mount.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you there. It's a preference. Some people that have LLCs, they tell me, oh, I have an LLC and it absolutely has to be on there, and that's fine. We'll do it. But I always tell people that when a customer sees you on the first page or a potential customer, all they're going to care about is that you're local and you're credible and you can get the job done. They're not going to care if there's an LLC or an Inc. on there. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm on the same page with you for sure. Now, what is the business address?
2599. I almost gave the wrong address just then.
That's okay. My technician would have verified the address with you when they call you later, but of course it's always better to put the correct address in from the get-go. You know what I mean?
It's 832 Cohan Road, C-O-H-E-N R-D Road Pineland, South Carolina, P-I-N-E-L-A-N-D, all one word, South Carolina. And the zip code for that is 29934.
Okay. And how far is that from Atlanta? Because it says on your social media that you service Atlanta.
My service area is all over Georgia and parts of South Carolina.
Georgia and parts of South
Carolina. I have an apartment in Atlanta, Savannah, and South Carolina.
Okay. So, Atlanta, Savannah, and South Carolina. So what is the radius of that in miles, if you had to guess?
At least 375.
375, okay.
Because I'm going to definitely charge a travel fee.
Kind of like the farther you go, the more you'll make, so to speak, because you put that travel fee in, which is factored. Okay, yeah, I get it. Excuse me. I want to let you know that how it works on Google is your listing will be tied into the business address. So if you want more customers coming from that Pineland area, we can use the address you just gave me. If you want more of the pin to be on the map for Atlanta, I would suggest that we use the Atlanta address. Because what will happen is Google will send you a 5-digit pin code in the mail to that Atlanta address just to solidify that you're a valid business in the area. And once it's verified, the address could be hidden on the profile. So if it's like you say, I have 3 apartments in 3 different places, we don't want to publish your apartment address, right? But we can show you as Mr. Mount Atlanta, Georgia that way, and I think that you'll get better results. Because it's always easier to spiderweb out from a large metropolitan area like Atlanta into the smaller surrounding areas than it is to go the opposite, you know. And with your Facebook ads, we can run those wherever you like. So when you know the technician calls you, tell them, I have that 370-mile radius. I want to target these specific areas. No problem. They'll run the Facebook ads for you wherever you like. But the Google listing will be tied into the business address that you give us. So are you thinking that that would work, too, to use the Atlanta address or?
Well, to be honest with you, being that I've lived inside all of the areas, I lived in Atlanta for like 2 years, and I make more money closer to Hilton Head and Savannah.
Hilton.
If you can see, Hilton Head is about 40 minutes away from my Pineland address.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I can use like.
And we could still put, on the listing services, Atlanta and Pineland. We can put the different areas that you service, but this way you'll be pinmarked at Savannah, which would give you more of, like you say, the clients that you're looking to take on, you know? Cause sometimes it's not a matter of, you know, taking on a client. It's a matter of, is that a high quality client that's willing to pay a top dollar for a quality service, you know?
Atlanta there's a lot of people that do the same things in Atlanta, and everybody like to undercut each other. So,
and then they start price shopping and just trying to find the cheapest rate, right? Yep, I get it. So, what's the Savannah address?
Hold on. I gotta look it up. No, that's Greensboro. That's not. Well, hold on. Okay. The address is 1216 East Bolton.
That's 1216.
Apartment B.
East Bolton?
Yes, B-O-L-T-O-N.
Like Michael Bolton, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then apartment what?
B.
B like boy. Okay, yes, and then it auto-filled the rest, Savannah 31404.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? Okay, perfect. And then I'm getting an authorization for the website. I see my lights blinking, so my director approved it, and he's giving me a promo code so that I can waive the charge on that. So let me just activate this promo code for you, and that's MrMountLLC.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Put that in the notes.
And I'm literally logging into my GoDaddy right now to get on.
Oh, that's good. Awesome. Oh, I love it that you're on top of things. So let me see here, because I will schedule an appointment for my technician to call you also to go over your client interview. But first, how did you want to pay for this? Do you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
It's going to be a debit card.
Okay, and then whenever you're ready, just let me know if it's your name on the card or the company name or both.
It's going to be my name on the card.
Okay, any middle name or initial, Rodney, or is it just your first and last?
No, it's just my first and last name on this card right here.
You and I have that in common. I don't have a middle name, so on all of my cards, it's just my first and last. So, but for your billing address, which would that be, the one that the credit card goes to?
Can you tell me $100? I can give you this.
What was that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to myself. Not the phone number that should be on the account.
Is Savannah a different area code than the 912? Or is it the same?
No, oh, I'm sorry. 912 is the area code. I'm sorry. I'm definitely just talking.
It is. That's for Savannah, right? Okay. Yeah, because I was thinking if you needed a different area code, we could put a call tracking number on there for you, too.
Oh, okay. Well, we can use a different number.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys will provide me with that other number, right?
Yeah, so what they would do during the client interview, and even if you want another 912 area code, they would purchase that for you. And then when people call that other number, it would forward over to whatever number you designate for us to send it to. And the benefit of it is that, number one, it will eliminate some spam calls, because some spam calls are computer generated. So we'll put a press one, press two greeting on there. Meaning, you know, if you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Both of those options will forward over to you. But if it's a computer-generated scam call, those will fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end.
This would sound pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. So I'll include that for you. Typically, that's a little bit of a upsell for our existing clients, but I'll include that for you. And then go ahead. I'm ready for the credit card number whenever you are.
It's four four two seven.
Mhm.
5502.
Uh-huh.
1946.
Okay.
9963.
9963. And expiration?
What's my name?
Okay,
now this one.
You said do it?
Yeah. You said expiration?
Yes, please.
0728.
And the code?
The code is 622, but hold on. Don't charge it yet. Let me transfer some money over into that account.
Of course. I'll do it when you're ready. And before I try it, I also want to confirm which is the billing address. Is it the Savannah address, or is it a different address for billing?
Hold on. Let me go to my account to make sure which address is my billing address.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting. You have three different places to live. Things never get boring with you because you're always changing it up a little bit, huh?
Most definitely.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I try to do that because I got relatives in a lot of different places. So when I go to a relative's house, I put out my yard sign. So if I start getting calls in that area, you know, I can just travel to a relative's house.
Smart.
And make the money, and I start staying with a relative. But if I'm starting to get consistent calls in that area, that's when I try to start making rules.
Yeah, then you can stay there. Oh, that's cool, because you have a place. You could stay there for a while and you know, take on those new clients coming in.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder your business is doing so well.
Well, you know, it's ups and downs in every business.
Yeah, you know, they say the first 5 years are actually the hardest, so you're almost over that hump, which is good.
Okay, yes, the address is the Pineland.
Okay, give it to me again, because when I put the Savannah address in on the main screen, it had erased the Pineland. So what's the Pineland address?
832 Cohen Road, Pineland, South Carolina. And did you send me over an email about the... you guys did about...
Can I get the zip real quick for the South Carolina, for Pineland?
29934?
Yeah.
It's 29934. Okay, perfect. So I'll process the card whenever you think you did the transfer. And then you're going to get a couple of emails. One question I have for you, Rodney, is since you're looking up your GoDaddy and you can do the credentials and everything right now, it's a little pressed for time, but I have a client interview open at 2:00 your time, which is in about 12 minutes. Do you want to take that appointment, or do you want?
Right now. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then let's do that. I'm gonna grab that appointment just so that no one else does, and then also I'm going to confirm it in the calendar here. And then I'll go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So this portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance, okay?
Okay. How much was the you going to charge the card again?
We'll charge $398 today, and then each month moving forward, it's just $299. And you'll be grandfathered into that pricing where it never goes up for you.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I am ready. I'm ready for the processing of the card right now.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. So I'm going to just do the voice verification recording. And what this says is to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Mr. Mount LLC.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Rodney Farrell, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, June 7th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the seventh day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording, Rodney. And then lastly, only because I got you some special pricing that's not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature. And then that way, like I said, you'll be grandfathered into this rate where it never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. In that text, there's a little link that says, click here to accept your subscription terms.
Gotcha.
If you click on that, it will say Local Splash Terms of Experience. All you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom, and there's 2 little boxes that you have to check, one to show that you're authorized, another to show that you receive text messages. And then once the signature goes through, when you plug in your name and hit confirm, you'll get a prompt asking you for a username and password. So don't worry about the username and password right this second, because that's already in your welcome email. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in, and that's your signal on your end that it went through if you see that it's asking for that.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And then lastly, you're all good to go. So I wanted to, since I grabbed that appointment, just put some notes in here real quick just to preface them on the appointment. And what I did was I blocked out a whole hour from 2 to 3 o'clock Eastern. So the client interview only takes 20, maybe 30 minutes, but I blocked out that hour just so that you don't panic in case they're wrapping up their prior call and they call you at 2:15. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay?
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And then the customer support number also, Rodney, is on the text message that you received, and we're available for you Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time. So anytime you call in, if you want to make an update or a revision or you have a billing question, just hit option 1 and anyone that answers the phone can help you.
Got you. I'm just waiting on your technician to call me now so we can just get everything set up.
That's it. I'm going to put your Facebook link in here because they're going to ask you to add us as a manager to it so that we can run ads. Is that the one that has the picture of you with the green shirt? And it says Mr. Mount, 525 links, 537 followers. Or is that the old page that you lost?
That's the old one. Matter of fact, if you can see that link, I might still have access to it. Hold on.
It says it's under the email of Pharrell2131@icloud.com. That's the email that's published on that Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the, I didn't, my, the other Facebook probably, hold on, I need to.
Here, I'll send this to you. I'll send this to you in a link on an email just so that you can see it. And if it's a different Facebook, you can always reply to the email and I'll put the new Facebook link in there. But I'd like to use the one that has the more followers on it, you know, if we can.
I would like to get access back to that Facebook. I was talking to people. I was in the middle of talking to customers and stuff. I woke up, I was like, whoa.
And then you lost access. Yeah, that is so strange. I've never heard that before. But I just sent that to you in an email just so that you have it. And then if there is a different Facebook, just have that ready when the technician calls you within the next 10 minutes or so, okay?
Gotcha.
All right. You are all good to go, Rodney. Welcome aboard and have a nice weekend coming up, too.
Look, it's back on. Oh, shoot. I got back access to that Facebook. Boy.
Yay!
Oh.
Good. I love it. Wow. You know what? I think that somebody's looking out for you because first you ran into that client that had our service and that wasn't by accident. And now you thought you lost that page and just in talking to us, you found out you got back in. So yay. That's awesome. So I'll put this one in the link for the technician. So they'll be sending you an invite to add us to the Facebook page. Okay.
Got you. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a nice weekend and stand by. They'll be calling you shortly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.